Texte numéro 71. The Commission on Assisted Dying is a wolf in sheep's clothing. On Tuesday, we saw the launch of a body that calls itself the Commission on Assisted Dying. The terms commission and commissioners may sound grand, but this group has no official status or authority other than what it derives from those who have set it up. So just whose prospect is this? An article in the British Medical Journal last month tells us that, according to Lord Falconer, the idea for the commission came from Dignity in Dying, which raised the money for the commission from the best-selling novelist Terry Pratchett, who has Alzheimer's disease, and from businessman Bernard Lewis. Sir Terry Pratchett is, of course, himself an outspoken advocate of legalising assisted dying. In other words, what we have here is a group of people who have been collected together by campaigners for a euthanasia law to conduct what Lord Falconer described at the group's launch on Tuesday as an objective, dispassionate and authoritative analysis of the issues. We are told the commission will be completely independent. How credible are these claims? It may be recalled that Lord Falconer attempted in 2009 to legalise assisted suicide of terminally ill by taking them abroad. In his amendment, he told us that the law as it stands plainly no longer fits the current situation. We are being asked to believe, therefore, that a body that is being funded by euthanasia campaigners and chaired by someone who has tried to legalise assisted suicide is going to be completely dispassionate and might conclude that the law does not need changing. A glance at the list of commissioners reveals that more than half of them are known to have expressed sympathy with the campaign to change the law. No member of this body has declared opposition to or scepticism about having a euthanasia law. So, why do we need another inquiry? Little has changed since 2005, except that Parliament has twice rejected legalisation, and the current law has been clarified by new guidelines, welcomed by both sides. It is difficult to avoid the conclusion that we have an attempt to rerun an inquiry with a body susceptible to campaigning influence. I have no problem with another inquiry as such. This is a complex and emotive subject that needs to be considered calmly and with careful analysis of the evidence rather than campaigning spin, of which there has been too much of late. But it is difficult to see how Parliament and the public can have confidence in a body with such clearly partisan origins. Some may see it as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Adapted from The Times, December 2010.